As China is accepting less recycling items for the U.S., the cost of recycling has increased, so much so that some areas in the U.S. are considering cutting curbside recycling. Wasatch Front Waste and Recycling District that serves Salt Lake County is one of those that is seriously considering getting rid of the curbside recycling. Summit County Solid Waste Superintendent Tim Loveday says the county will still be able to provide curbside recycling, at least for now.
It is something that is a potential. Right now, we're going to be able to continue doing that. The costs are going up, but we're going to continue to offer that as for the foreseeable future. What it really comes down to is, will Rocky Mountain Recycling is where our material ultimately ends up. Will they keep taking the curbside as is, or will they start limiting the type of plastics that can be put into the can? Now, if they start limiting the type of plastics, things may change. Right now, we're watching it closely, but we're still good to go.
Carolyn Wara is the executive director of Recycle Utah. She says that the sorting aspect of recycling is one reason why curbside is more expensive.
I think that's where recycling is getting the most tricky, because it's all intermixed materials, and that's where, you know, they're having someone to sort it out. And given the markets the way they are, that's making things really tricky.
Recycle Utah is able to remain competitive in part because the recyclers in Park City are sorting properly.
Each commodity is separated. You know, when you come to the center, you're expected to separate. And so when we go to market with the products that leave the center here, we're able to be a little bit more competitive on those, even given the tricky prices, because we have such great sorters in Park City. Everybody is committed to sorting things the right way. Given the tricky markets, they're not great, obviously, and the prices that we get for products aren't good, and some products we even have to pay to get recycled. Like right now, we are paying to get our plastics recycled, and that's a new thing that hasn't happened here in a long, long time. The price of cardboard is as bad as it's been since 2008. The market's changed a lot, and Park City is very small in comparison to the whole global market. And, you know, Park City is a tiny, tiny player in this whole global market, and a lot of things are out of our control here in Park City.
The dropping prices of commodities have been an issue for Recycle Utah since December, although the nonprofit says it will continue recycling because it's the right thing to do.
We're doing it because it's the right thing to do, not because it's financially profitable for us here at Recycle Utah.
That's Carolyn Wara, Executive Director of Recycle Utah. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.